Never Trump candidate backed by Kinzinger, Cheney sees embarrassing ninth-place loss in Texas special election. By Ashley Oliver on May 3, 2021. Never Trump Republican candidate Michael Wood, who was endorsed by Representative Adam Kinzinger, REL, and received a campaign donation from Representative Liz Cheney, RY, suffered an enormous defeat in Texas's 6th Congressional District special election over the weekend, placing 9th in the race and barely reaching 3% of the vote. Wood came in behind 4 other Republicans and 4 Democrats out of 23 candidates, receiving 3.2%, or 2,503 votes out of 78,000 cast. Wood's openly Never Trump-themed campaign attracted contributions from Republican Congress members who voted to impeach former President Donald Trump, including Kinzinger, who prominently campaigned on behalf of Wood and even traveled to Texas to meet with him in the lead-up to the race. Cheney, the House GOP caucus chair who has continuously bucked her party by speaking out against Trump after also voting to impeach him, did not endorse Wood, but reports confirm she contributed financially to both his campaign and Susan Wright's campaign. Wood posted a clip of himself in April describing Cheney as a modern-day Iron Lady and the bravest woman in the Western Hemisphere. Representative Anthony Gonzalez, RO, another Trump impeachment supporter, also donated to Wood. Wright, for her part, was supported by the conservative group Club for Growth and received an 11th-hour endorsement from the former president the week of the race. The Trump-backed candidate ended up being the clear winner of the election with 19% of the vote, and she and runner-up state representative Jake Alzey, R. Waxahachie, who received 14% of the vote, will go on to compete in a runoff in the coming months since no candidate reached 50%. Some suggested the crowded election, held to replace the vacant seat of Representative Ron Wright, RTX, Susan Wright's late husband who died in February, would be a litmus test for Republican sentiment toward Trump and his influence over the GOP since leaving office. The former president won the 6th district by double digits in 2016 but only by 3 points in 2020, while Ron Wright won re-election in 2020 more handily by about 9 points. The Associated Press speculated the race would offer a window into the forces tearing at the fabric of today's GOP. CNN, in a clip about the election, called it a battle for the soul of the Republican Party. And Politico published a feature piece on race day morning titled Trump Gets Tested in Suburban Texas. Kinzinger, an outspoken opponent of Trump who has described him as weak, narcissistic, and desperate and who calls the January 6 riot at the U.S. Capitol an insurrection, was a steadfast endorser for Wood. The Illinois Never Trumper launched a political action committee this year called Country First, the purpose of which, it claims, is to support candidates running on platforms that choose country over party, and used it to back Wood's campaign. The Trump thing, it's got nowhere to go but down. It's not growing, Kinzinger said during a lunch with Wood on his visit to Texas last week. Kinzinger donated $7,000 to Wood's campaign and aided Wood in raising an additional $31,000, Politico reported. Despite the hype surrounding Wood's Never Trump message, the low turnout of 2,503 votes, half of which were cast prior to Election Day, suggests it did not resonate with local Texans, at least in his district, which includes suburbs just south of Dallas and Fort Worth. Wood said in a statement about his defeat, "I am proud of the campaign we ran, and regret nothing. This was always going to be a long shot, but I hope that others around the country will do the same, and fight for our party and our country." Write to Ashley Oliver at oliver@breitbart.com.